Oh, what do you mean?
What would the idea?
So that word swims the pattern.
So there couldn't be any breathing, become silent.
But Rashbo says in the Maima Maimotim, then the small quantity of water might not be sufficient to break the Risichus. But at the same time it will terminate the plate, so it will not be told with Ritzia. So Mele, and since the Risichus remains, so then it might be the Leia. So that's the sheet of the Rashbo. So the Mechaba says, while we have to be cheshish for the Shita Rajma. But the Evet, even if it's my moti, we do not have to be cheshish. Why? Because we say that even if it's my moti, so then it's still in my moti are effective to break the risichus of the hatir. Whereas the Rashba Shita is that my water cannot break the risichus of the hatir, so the other Rishonim all know that even my water can break the risichus hatir. So the devil is muta. Vafilu amayim water mikolim vatrim kei hatir. V'yesh matirin afilu hoyu mayim klal. Then he mentions the Shita. Even if he just put the after the Echtichas Boso was, let's say, kishi or meal, and the soaping bowl, he put it in a kli sheini minukim. So it's also of muta. Why? V'yeish matirin afilu hoyu mayim klal b'chui, v'yinichu b'yaboso, v'yinlochush b'shom mu'etis kozu, she'iskim b'atochas Boso. In other words, if, let's say, suppose, he took off the Echtichas Boso from the soaping bowl, and for a moment, he put it in a kli sheini minukim. So since it was only for a moment, so mainly we don't have to be afraid less the dam was nivra in that one moment in the kli sheini minuti. The imochesh b'shom mo'etes kozu she'iski b'adochas boso v'yesh lismechalai v'imochesh b'chol zeh rak b'adochas b'sheini avol achar adochas b'sheini imochesh. So I mean, but of course we're not allowed to leave him for one moment. The Chetichas Boso with all the soul on it, in the Kehle, in the Klishen in Yuki, because of the Shinsa Rajbo. But even according to the Rajbo, you're not allowed to put the Chetichas Boso in the Klishen in Yuki before any Adoch is realized. But if one immersion is already realized, then we are allowed to put it in the Klishen in Yuki. אבל אחר הדוח ראשון אין לוחש, ואין חילוק בין מדיחי בכלי כושר, או יטריפה, או יחיל אבס, ואם הוא יומת מים בכלי, שמבטל כרח המלך, שנחושו בית כריסייח, אפילו הכלי חלבס, או יטריפה מילוי, או על הכלי חלבס, יפיצה מילכי ככלה, או ריסי טריפה כלה, מילוך להחיטס גליסו פיסר, עדיין, או מילוך לך עדיין ביסר, so he's still muta. In other words, if there is any little water in the kele, so then the Eved, we are not chishish for the Shita Sarajbo, and we rely on the Shita of all the Rishenim, that if my mortim, they break the risichus of the chetiche completely. So maybe it's in the gamre. So even though you put it in the kele, in milchike kele, treife kele, and furthermore, even though it is Greece, so then it doesn't become osa, because insofar as the possibility of the treife Greece or the milchike Greece rubbing off, so you all you have to do is just wash it off, as far as Ben is concerned. And insofar as Greece is concerned, since he put it already in Mayim, even though Mayim Otim, so there we rely on the Shita of the other Rishayim, Achilik and the Rashbo, and we say that even Mayim Otim have the effect of breaking the risichus achtiche completely. So it's a double tzeinen. If it's a double tzeinen, there couldn't be any griye. And as far as the ben is concerned, so true, there is grease. So you just amadiach it, so you wash off any grease, treife grease or milchike grease, that rubbed off and the Hatish. Right. Boso Shenimach, Vinizbashel Beloyadocha Achayim, Tzorik Sheyehei Peishishi, Kidi HaMelech Shebeh. Suppose you cooked the Chtichas Boso after it was salted, and before you realized that Adoche Baschaise, you cooked it in a pot, so of course, if you didn't cook it together with other things, with other chtiches, with a lot of water, so if there is no shishi, so then the chtiches basar is osir. Why? Because since you didn't make a hadoche baschaise, so that means all the salt together with the droplets of dam remain. Then when you cook it, so that those droplets of dam were nivra inside the chaticha in the course of the pishul process, so it becomes osa. But suppose you cook that chaticha together with other chatichas and with a lot of water, and the volume of the other chatichas and the water is so large that it has 60 measures as against the volume of all the particles of melach, so it becomes potel b'shishi. So bosa sheninlach v'nizbashel v'yadocha achayne, so be shishim kidi amelach shabay. Why do we require 60 neged the whole volume of all the particles of salt? Let's say the particles of salt in total have a volume, have a size of a kazayis. So if the chtiches and the mayim in the gdeira have 60 kzeisim, so then it becomes bottle. Why do we require 60 neged the volume of the particles of salt? That all salt is not osir. Is the droplets of dam that are osir. So we should require only 60 measures neged the total volume of the droplets of dam, not 60 measures neged the volume of the salt. The answer is, if we knew exactly the quantity, the total volume of the droplets of dam, then we would require only 60 measures neged the total volume of the droplets of dam. If we knew that the quantity of the droplets of dam in total was only half a kazayis, so then we do only require 30 kzeisim to be mevatel. But we don't know, no one knows exactly the volume of the droplets of dam. It's, you don't know, but there is an easy way of finding out the total volume of the particles of salt. You just take the particles of salt and you measure them. So since we do not know the exact quantity of the total volume of the droplets of dam that encompass the particles of salt, so we have to consider the maximum. It couldn't be more than the total volume of the particles of salt. So that's why we require shishim neged the total volume of the particles of salt. V'chol agdeiro mistarei v'shishim. V'im yesh bigdeiro kol kach kmo yachticha. Shenimlach v'lo yidachakeu shore. Divadai k'shishim neged ha'melech shalachticho. Yachticho atzmo. Divadai shleishim neged ha'melech sh'olah. So that's an empirical fact. I mean, Rishayim mention it because they probably observed it. So they say that b'mitzias, if you pour salt over chtiches basar, you don't pour salt, you don't pour a mountain of salt on chtiches basar. So you pour as much salt as al pidin it is necessary. So most of the cases, whenever you spill salt on a chtiches basar in order to be mevashel it, so the chtiches basar itself has at least in its volume 30 times the quantity of salt. So if the quantity of salt that you used up in salting a certain chatich in question, so if the total volume of the salt used up in salting a certain chatich is, let's say, is a kazayis, let's say this is the chatiches basar, and this is the quantity of salt that you used up in salting that chatich. Suppose we know that the quantity of salt used up in salting this chatiches is a kazayis, then we can take it for granted that the chatiches itself has lechol apoches a volume of 36. Of 36. So the Meile says, V'im yesh b'deiro kol kach Moyachticho Shniyach Leyudach. In other words, this is the chatich. And it used up a kazayis of salt. And then you have another chatich that has the same size as this chatich. So mimele, everything is mutar because this chatich has 30 times a kazayis, and this chatich, which is the equivalent of the size of this chatich, has 30. So together there is shishin neged the quantity of salt that is used. So there is certainly shishin neged the quantity of droplets of dam that were involved in the bishop. So wenn wir wieder auch kach mir achte schon mal wie da hat schon schon weil die sich negam da hat ich dachte hat so weil die schlecht negam da schon wie lecke sama mit der negam da melch auf du ju sam rag dich schön die hakose so if there is no shish in the der negam da melch so even though it was put in the klisheni so it's still osa die macha sie ich schon melch but klisheni is not me vasheo. The answer is true. B'teiras bishul, it couldn't become osah, because klisheni is not mevashel, only klisheni. But the ma'acha sheyesho melech v'tzir, afilu b'klisheni mevashel, that's the psak of the Ramon. They are poskim wachim. In other words, that if there is melech and tzir, so even though it's in klisheni, so it's still mafrit and mavliya. Now, there is a big chiddush, there are many poskim who are chilik on this Ramon. Why? Because after all, here we are dealing, of course everybody agrees that Moliach Harei Kereseach, and it's Mavriya and it's Mavriya, even though it's not Nikolish. Because every time you sold Echtichas Boso and you put it in the Kele, so it's Kusheni, it has never been on fire, it was never cooked on fire. Kusheni means that either it's being cooked on fire right now,